dangerous. Remember to hold your candle upright. Don't let it turn left or right. Be careful with it around those that are near you. Parents, be watchful of your children. You'll be dismissed when we are done by rows. We ask that you'd blow your candle out before you exit your row. When you do so, put your hand this way because the wax typically will blow with you if you're not careful. We also ask that you take the candle home. Use it in your own home as a light and a lamp and in remembrance of this service. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ said that he was the light of the world. Here it is symbolized. In just a few moments, we're going to dim the lights in this sanctuary. We will illuminate our hymnals with the light that comes from these candles. And we will sing Silent Night. Open up your hearts to him. Recognize him as your Father and sing to the very best of your ability.
You have in your bulletin a paper that has the six verses on.
Thank you all that shared your gifts this evening in worship and all of the time that you spent in preparation for those. Thank you, one and all, who sung out from your hearts this evening concerning those great carols of the faith. Thank you to the Holy Spirit that dwells in our hearts and reminds us of the good things that we have in Christ. Take that light home, Christian, and remember who you are. You have a place of belonging, and you have a Father who is your dad. Go forth into this world and be the light that God has called you to be. And for those of you that are here this evening that still question these things and have wonderment in your own hearts about where you stand, the elders of this church are here to listen and talk with you. And we will wait at this altar. We will pray with anyone who comes here. The Word of God is here. The Spirit of God illuminates the Word. And we are here for you to help make that clear. In Jesus Christ's name, take these things home. Bless your families and live as the people of God. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
One glorious morn, oh, no.
And in those days, Caesar Augustus ensued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius, while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judea, to the town of Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to a firstborn, a son. And she wrapped him in cloths, and she placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Number 180.
In the same region there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased.
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
We stand for, where are the shepherds going tonight? Men, we're leading this.
Where are the shepherds going tonight? Why do they run with joy?
Where are the shepherds going tonight?
Why do they run with joy?
They go
did they leave their flocks all at once? What is the urgency? Why did they leave their flocks all at once? What is the urgency? Why do the shepherds look so amazed? Who told them of the boy? Angels and shepherds look so amazed. Who told them of the boy? Angels in glory appeared to them, bringing good news. What will they do there when they arrive and see the baby born? What will they do there when they arrive and see the baby born? Kneeling in love. Kneeling in awe, let us worship Him and find eternal joy. Kneeling in awe, let us worship Him and find eternal joy.
Amen. Be seated. The shepherds danced.
Born a baby boy, Jesus is our joy. Alleluia. The angels sang and the shepherds danced and the prophets wept for joy. The prophets danced and the prophets wept for joy. Helpless little one, alleluia. God's almighty son, alleluia. The angels sang and the shepherds danced and the prophets wept for joy. The angels sang and the shepherds danced and the prophets wept for joy. Gift from heaven above, alleluia. The angels sang and the shepherds danced and the prophets wept for joy. Give God thanks and praise, celebrate His ways. The angels sang, the shepherds danced, and the prophets wept for joy. The angels sang, and the hymn and join, the dark will weep for joy. The angels sing, come and join the dance, and your heart will weep for joy.
Hallelujah. Yes.
He is a stranger today. No room here in his world turned away. No room, no room, no room here in the hearts of mankind. No room, no cheery welcome could find. No room, surely the world is blind. No room. Angels in heaven up yonder watch with amazement and wonder to see the Son of the Highest treated so.
If you could turn in the hymnal to 185, and then the next page is 187, we have two tunes to Away in a Manger. We're going to start with the 187 first verse, and then the second tune will be the second verse, going to 185, and then back to 187. So we're just alternating back and forth from 187, 185, 187 to get both tunes in. I think there's even a third tune that goes with this too, so, and probably many more. Sing together as we.
He makes, I love thee, Lord Jesus. Jesus looked down from the sky and stay by my side until morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me for
go down on the mountain. and flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Go, mountains, over the hills and that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountains, salvation and blessed Christmas morn. Go tell mountains, over the hills and everywhere, go tell that Jesus Christ is born.
Amen.
Would you open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1 and also hold your finger in Galatians chapter 4 as we look at the Word of God this evening? I want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas. It's a delight to have you all assembled tonight for the purpose of worship, to recognize God and who He is and His plan for us as His people.